Unemployment in San Francisco affects around 20,000 people who are either out of work or don't make enough money at a part-time job to get by. That's the case for Dalynn Parker. After years working in low-paying but rewarding social service jobs, Parker went back to school to get her master's in psychology. She had high hopes for more opportunities and better pay after she graduated. Unfortunately, that's not how it worked out. She's now saddled with a huge student loan and is finding it difficult to find full-time work in her chosen field.
As someone who has helped people find jobs, the irony is not lost on me of how hard it has been for me to do it. It has always continued to come down to who you know. I have been dumbfounded by the fact that even the jobs that I've helped other people get came down to who I knew.
In the following story, Dalynn Parker shares a day in her life, giving insight into her experience being underemployed in the Bay Area.
Well, I'm heading to across the bay to elementary school in Walnut Creek, where I work 3 days a week as a school therapist. It's a pretty long commute. Luckily, it's a reverse commute, but I go through almost like 2 tanks of gas a week, so it's almost like $100, maybe a little less than that, but it's way too much, costing me way too much. Here, oh, listen. She's stuttering. She's not a smooth purr anymore. It's 300,000 miles. My name is Dalynn Parker, and I live in a shoe. I can only afford one. So when people ask me right now, I say I'm a child therapist, which feels good to say, even though that's not the whole picture, because I don't have a license. In order to get your license, kind of like, let's say you get out of law school, but you haven't passed the bar, and that's that type of a thing for a marriage family therapist. You have your master's now, but you have this long road ahead of you that you'll still have tests to pass in order to get a license. But you can't even get along into that process of the testing because you need 3,000 hours of supervised work where somebody knows your cases. Everyone's just offering you $15 an hour for those types of supervised hours, which is why I have a $120,000 loan. That realistically, am I ever paying that off? Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
So Sebastian's in the bathroom. Atticus is in the cabinet. Dalynn's going to stay here for a little bit.
Hi. Okay. You fit perfectly.
Well, come on, Atticus. Do you say hi to Dalynn?
I'm barely supplementing by doing childcare, which again, that's what I did when I first graduated from college. And I'm making about the same that I did then. So anywhere from $15 an hour, sometimes 20, sometimes 12. There's nothing about this that is what I was hoping and where I thought I would be. And so here I am in my mid-40s, not making ends meet, sometimes borrowing money from my parents to make rent. I don't have any money. I'm surrounded by people doing well, by wonderful, wonderful friends who have wonderful families and tend to do very well financially. And so it becomes really, really hard and embarrassing and demoralizing in that way, and then you're supposed to feel like you're supposed to not care about all that. I just think that's really easy for everyone else to say. What I think is really tricky, you get so caught up in just like trying to make money on a weekday, because it's a weekday and you got to find something. You know, if something fell through, I thought I was going to be substitute teaching, they canceled. I thought I was going to do childcare and they canceled. And you start trying to run around, how can I just make some money today? And, you know, by the end of the week, I have been working 5 or 6 days. None of that time is being spent on really being strategic about how I'm going to get out of this race. So I've had a long day, but so I'm going to have this potato. And now I don't always eat just a baked potato. Make sure I have protein. But if I can, anytime I can sort of buy my way through a 25-cent dinner, then that's helping. So I do it. So I'm happy with my baked potato tonight. I'm constantly just trying to bring in some cash so I can make rent or buy food or take my dog to the vet, and you start to forget that you need to find a way out.
Okay, so I'm pulling up Craigslist. So I'm going to type in MFT for sale. No, jobs. And let's see what comes up. So substance abuse counselor. Dual diagnosis adults. So that's substance and mental health. Look at that. Internship unpaid. Every once in a while, I'm hoping to find private practices that are looking for interns. I'm hoping to find schools that are offering paid positions. I'm not seeing any schools on here right now.
You know, I have parents right now that are so thrilled with the work that I've been doing with their children. I have, a voicemail that I'm refusing to erase on my voicemail right now of saying that after one session with their child that I have worked miracles. And it's a child with severe autism and brain tumors. And out of all of the help they've gotten all these years, nobody had taught them how to calm down. So I had just taught him some tools to help him calm down that would appeal to his brain. And the parents can't stop thanking me that I changed their life. And so I'm realizing, okay, I just need to get that in a letter to help people understand of this is valuable work. Just because I'm a grad student without my hours and without a license, my work is really valuable. And it gets reaffirmed all the time.
Well, I have to be with kids in Walnut Creek by 8 a.m. So I'll go to bed at 11 if I'm lucky. I just totally, absolutely need some downtime. I don't know. There you go.